Rav Rama no, Rav Rama the Kuli Alma, Kalecha di Yama, whatever the person would say, Ilu a Yisi Yudei, if I would have known, Shabbat ben Echem, that my father is amongst you, Ha Yisi, I would have said, Plenia, Plenia Surim. I would have said, no, you and you should be Yasser. The Yabem Mutar, that Kula Mutarim, everybody agrees to that. Since you spoke out separately, you and you and you, for everybody, then it would be Neder Shutta Mitzasoi, Huta Kuli. Where's the machlokes besilim beshamai el biyomer when you say ilu hayisi yaday, if I would have known shab ben echem that my father is amongst you hayisem, I would have said kulchem asurim, that all of you are also chutz meyaba, just excluding my father, that beshamai sarvulok rav meya beshamai, I was like rav meya shita tiyoma tofas lashon rishon, we go after the first lashon you said. So since you said kulchem asurim, that's the first lashon, that is still awesome. You go like Rabbi Yosi Shita, the Yomar, the Gmar Dvor of Oda Nitras. That a person goes after his Gmar Dvor of what it says at the end. And since at the end you said was chutz meyaba, that your father should be mutter, so you're like excluding from this neder, when you're taking something out of the neder, then we say neder shutzum iksosoi hucha kulei.
So now the Ran explains it like this, that the first lashon of the Gemara, what Rabbah before said was like this. Rabbah said that everybody agrees that if you would have made the neder and said that if I would have known what was doing, I would have said kulchem asurim chutz meyaba. So then Rabbah said such lashon everybody holds that the other people are also. So Ran explains because that's not considered like a neder shutum iktsosoi hutakulayim. Because the lashon you started out to say kulum asurim, even after you exclude your father, you still are using that same lashon. You're still saying kulum asurim. So if a rabbi holds, if you say a lashon of kulum, all should be asur. Just excluding my father, all the other people do remain asur. The machlokes is only when you said, if you would have known, ilu yisi yadei shava b'neichem, hayisayim aploini yaploini asurim, v'yabem mutar. So here the Machlokes says in this case, you say neder shutum miktsosoi hutrakulai. And the Ran explains because here you're changing the first lashon. Like your first lashon was kulam asurim. And now you are saying, no, if I would have known that my father was amongst them, I wouldn't have used that lashon of kulam asurim, but rather I would have said ploni ploni asurim, the yaba mutter. So here Rab holds, here Beis Hillel holds, we say neder shutum miktsosoi hutrakulai, because you're changing around the lashon of the neder also. That was Rabbi Svara. Rabbi says no. Rabbi says the kuli alma, that when you say ilu is yudeya, if your father is the one amongst them, you would have said pluni pluni asurim v'yabamuta kula mutarim. Everybody agrees then that that's called neder shutum miktsosoi. Hey, so Rabbi holds that since at the beginning you said a lashon of kula masurim, they're all asur. And now you're changing the lashon, and you're saying, if I would have known my father was there, I wouldn't have used the lashon of kulam, but I would have just said, you and you should be yos, my father should be muta. So everybody agrees, that's like a neder shutum iktsos utra kuloi, that all of them become muta. Therefore, Rabbi says, where is the machlokes? When you say that even if I would have known my father was there, I still would have used the lashon of kulam asurim, just I would have said my father was muta. So Beis Hillel still says in such a case that kulam amutarim. In other words, it's a din in the neder. Since at the beginning when you said this lashon of kulam asurim, you included everybody, even your father. Now later when you find out your father was there, you do not mean to include him. So therefore you're excluding, you're being mevatel part of that first, part of the din of the first neder. So even after dinim, even though you're not changing the lashon that much, like at the beginning you said kulam asurim, and now also you're still saying the lashon of kulam asurim, but since you're taking out somebody from that first neder, you're not including your father anymore. Rav holds, according to Beis Hillel, that's also called neder shutum miktsosoi hutrakulai. All right, we'll continue. We'll go over this again, this last gemara again tomorrow, the next year. You're holding up for Chov Vov Lamed Aleph. Again, last Gemara we had was the Machlokes Rabba and Rava. Where exactly is the Machlokes now Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when you say Yenedeshutu Mitzah Sutra Kulay? It was a Machlokes. Again, in the Mishnah's case, it was
where somebody saw people eating their figs. So the person says that his figs should be like Hegdish, should be also for them to eat it. And then later he found out that one of the people there was his father or his brother. So then we say the father and the brother for sure was mutter to eat it. That's called the Nidrei Shgogos, that he never meant to make it also to his father. So his father's allowed to eat the figs. That's what Beis Shammai says. But the other people are also. Beis Hillel said, no, Elu v'Elu mutarim. Beis Hillel said, since the father and the brother is allowed to eat the figs, so he said, Neder Shutra Miksasa Hutra Kulai, you're allowed to eat the whole, everybody's allowed to eat it. So now in the Gemara we had that Rabbi said like this. Rabbi first said that everybody agrees that when he first, if he said like this, if I would have known that my father was there, I would have said, Kulchem Asurim, Chutz Meyaba, Tekula Asurim V'yavah Mutter. That's the way Rabbi learns. That in our Mishnah, first he said, Kulchem Asurim. That was the Lashon he said. He said, all you people should be Asur. Then later he finds out that his father was there. So Rabbi says, if he says like this, now that I know my father was there, what I would have said is like this, that Kulchem Asurim, you should all be Asur, just my father should be Mutter. So in such a case, Rab holds, even Beis Hillel agrees that the Neder is still Chal, the other people are also. Since you don't change your Lashon that much, like before you said Kulchem Asurim, and now also you're saying Kulchem Asurim, you're only taking out your father, that's not called enough of a change. So even Beis Hillel would agree the Neder is Chal. Rab learns, where is the Machlokes? El B'yomer, where the person says, that Elo Yisa Yodeya Shabbat Benechem, this is on Chofei Mebez, this is in the end of the Gemara there, that Rabbi says, where's the Machlokes? In a case where they say, if I would have known my father was there, he would have changed his whole Lashon. And he would have said, Ploini Yoploini Asurim. V'yaba Mutter, there's the Machlokes. Like, first he said, Kulcham Asurim. All you people can't eat these figs. Then later when he realizes that his father and his brother is there, he wants to change the whole Lashon. And he says like this, if I would have known they were there, I would have said that you and you should be Yosser, but my father should be Mutter. So since the way he would have said it is he's changing around the whole Lashon, that's called the Neder Shutta Mitzosoi Hutta Kulai. That's the way Rabbi learns. But if you don't change around the whole Lashon, like even now you say, if I know my father was there, I still would have said the Lashon of Kulchem Asurim, just not my father. So then Rabbi holds that even Beis Hillel agrees that true, the father and the brother is Mutter, but everybody else is still Asa. That's the way Rabbi learns. And Rabbi we had now on the top of the Chof Lovim Aleph, Rabbi said no. Rabbi said that, Rabbi Amar the Kuli Yalma Kol Eichad Yom Ilu Yisi Yadei Shabbat Benechem Yisi Yomer Pleni Pleni Yasurim V'yaba Mutter Kula Mutarim. That Rabbi learns, even Beis Shammai agrees that there's a cloud of Nedesh Shutta Mitzah Sutra Kulai. So therefore, if they said like this, that when he finds out now that his father is around, is amongst those people, if he says, if I would have known that my father was there, I would have said that in a different Lashon altogether, I would have said then that you and you and you should be Yosser, but my father should be Mutter. So since there are two things now, first of all, the din you're changing around, at the beginning you said everybody should be Yosser, and now you're saying not your father, and also you're changing the Lashon, the manner, the way you said it. At first you said, Kulcha Masurim, and now you're saying, if I would have known that my father was there, I would have said a different way. I would have said that you and you are Asur. So Ron explains by saying this means there's no Havamina to think that maybe your father should be included. Like you don't even want a Havamina. People should start to think that maybe you include your father. So therefore you would have said a different Lashon. You would have said, you and you and you are Asur, but not my father. So if that's the case, so Rav holds, everybody agrees, you say, Neder Shutta Mitzvah Hutra Kulai. Even Beis Shammai would agree to this. So Lanech Luka, where is the Machlokes in the Mishnah? Ela B'Yomer, where the person says like this, Ilu Ha'yisi Yedei, if I, now, at the beginning he said, Kulcha Masurim. Again, the case is that somebody saw people eating his figs. And like he didn't want them to eat them, so he said, my figs should be Yasser on all of you. And later he finds out that his father and his brother was there. So if the person says like this, Ilo Yisi Yedei, if I would have known that my father and brother was there, Shabbat Benechem, Ha'yisi, I would have said like this, Kulchem Asurim, I still would have used the same type of a Lashon, I still would have said that all of yous should be Asur, Avachutz Me'aba, just not my father. Here's the Machlokes. That Beis Shammai, Sarvi Lo, Rabbi Meir. Beis Shammai, I was like, Rabbi Meir, Diyam, Matofas, Lashon Rishon. when somebody says something first, and then he says something second, the main thing he means is the first thing. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, since the first lashon you used was kulchem asurim, and even now, after you realize your father is there, you are still using that same lashon of kulchem asurim. So therefore, since the main thing is your first lashon, it's not called a neder shutum mitzasei. Therefore, Beis Shammai says, true, the father is mutter, he was a shegeg, he was not included in the first neder, but the other people are also. And the verse says, no, a person goes after the last thing he says. And that's really this machlekes for a main Rabbi Yossi, is the machlekes in the Gemara Temura, where somebody says upon an animal, first he says, Harezu Temuras Oila, and then Chazav Yom Harezu Temura Shlamim. First he says this animal should be a Temura, another one of a carbon Oila, and then he says, no, it should be a Temura of a carbon Shlamim. So Rameyus says, we say, Tafas Lashon Rishon. The first thing you said was it should be a carbon oila, it remains that way. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Gemar Dvor of Oda Mitvas. We go after the last thing you said. That's what you really meant. That's what a person really means is the last thing he said. So therefore, since you said first oila and then a shlamim, it remains a tumur shlamim. So you want to say, Rava wants to say, that's the machlekes Rabbi Silul and Beis Shammai. That everybody agrees on neder shutum miksasoi really is huta kulay. Just Beis Shammai says you go bust a tafas lashon rishon, it's not called a huta miksasoi. And Beis Hillel says no, you go bust tafas lashon achrein, that since at the end you're saying your father is mutter, so therefore it's called a neder shutum miksasoi. That's the way Rava learns the machlekes. Talmud Gemara says eisve Rav Papa le Rava. Rav Papa is the kash according to Rava. That it says like this. Ketzad Amar Rabbi Kiva. How does Rabbi Kiva say, where's the Ketzad Rabbi Kiva says, that a neder shuta miktsosoi huta kuloi? Where's the case that if a person makes a neder, and later we matter half of the neder, that automatically the whole neder becomes bottle? Where's the case? Somebody says like this, Koinem sheini nena lekulchem. Somebody makes an issa neder that he can't give enjoyment to anybody. He says like, my property should be also to all of you, lekulchem. Then hutarechad mehen. Then later he has charoti, feels bad. Who he has a good friend there. He didn't really want to make it osatim. So he's like matu. He goes to a chacham to take off that friend. He should be mutter teeth from his property. The lachar is hutra kulam. Once you are mati, take off from one person, all of them become mutter. Hutra kulam. What about if he says she'eni nene loy lezeh v'loy lezeh? Let's say at the beginning the person made a neder like this. He said, I'm making a neder that my property should be yosa to you, and to you, and to you, and to you. He didn't just say kulchem, but first he said to you, to you, to you. Then we say huta rishon. If the first person he said to, later he's matir, he goes to chochem and says, I have charot, I don't want him to be yosa. So locher is huta kulam. Automatically all of them become muta, they're all allowed to eat from his property. What about hutu achrin? Let's say just the last person. Like he said, you and you and you and you and you can't eat. And now he goes to the last person that he said he feels bad, that he made a neder upon him. He's a good friend. He wants him to be able to eat from him. So he went to a chacham to be matted just the last person. Then we say no, ha'achrin mutar v'kulon asurin. Only the last person is mutar. For everybody else is also. So even according to Rabbi Kiva, you have this chilik, that if you say kulchem, true, then we say huta miksasai, huta kulay. For when you don't say kulchem should be yosa, but rather you say directly, lezeh o lezeh lezeh, I want to make you and you and you and you and you can eat from my property. So then it makes a difference. If later you mata the first person, so then all of them become mutter. But if you only give a heter, you only take away the nether from the last person, then only the last person is mutter, where everybody else is mutter. So now the Gemara says like this, Bishleim al Rabba, it's very good according to Rabba, that Rabba learned that the whole machlokes in Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai was when you say, you change the lashon. Where first you said, kulchem asurim, and then later you said, no, if I would have known my father was there, I would have used a different language. I would have said, you and you and you can't, but my father could. That's the way Rabbah learned. That's the only case that Beis Hillel agrees, that since there are two things, you're changing the din, that the first time you said, all of you people can't eat my figs. And then later you said, no, if I would have known that my father is there, first of all, I would have never made it to make my father osir. And secondly, I wouldn't have said lashon of kulchem, but I would have just said, you and you and you can't, but my father could. That's the way Rabbi learns. So according to that, it's very good that mukim lo l'reisha diyom alazeh l'zeh. The reisha means, why did the first case of Akiva say, nedeshuta mitzasuta kulay, is like this case? That first you said, kulchem asurim. And then later you said, no, I don't want one person to be yasur, but rather I want just you and you and you and you. The sefer, the last case, that it says, if he's mata the achron, the last person, then the people before that are still yasur. So you see, there's a case, even according to Rabbi Kiva, that you do not say, nede shuta miksasa huta kuloi. I tell you, the last case is talking about, tiyamala kulchem, that you start out to say, all you people are yasur, and even at the end also, you still said, all you people are osur, just one person you want to be matter. So according to Rabbi, it's very good how this b'raisa, that Rabbi Kiva himself, the one that says, neder, shehuta miksos utra kuloi, he makes a difference. So what's the difference? According to Rabbi, it's very good. According to Rabbi, when do we say the whole neder becomes mutter? Only when there are two differences. First of all, you take out one person, and secondly, you use a different lashon now. At the beginning, you said a lashon kulchem. All of you are osur. And now you're saying, no, I don't want to use a lashon of kulchem, because kulchem may mean to include my father. I don't want to do that. So I want to say, if I would have known my father is there, I would have said like this now, that you and you and you and you are osur, but not my father. So when you change two things, you take out somebody, and you also want to change the language, you said, that's called neder shutta miksas otra kulay. But if you don't change the language, you still remain with kulchem. Rabbi was the one that said it's taka osa. That's why it's good this bright. So Rabbi Kiva says at the end in the sefer that it's taka osa. Elo l'didoch, but according to you, Rava. Rava says not like that. Rava says that when you change the language, even Beis Shammai agrees that the whole neder is mutter. But when you don't change the language, when you start out and said, kulchem asurim, all of you are osa. And then later you also said all of you are osur, just excluding one person. So Rava said, even in that case, Beis Hillel still says it's mutter. And Rabbi Kiva is going according to Beis Hillel. Selu l'didoch, according to Rava. Bishlai Mereisha, the first case that says according to Rabbi Kiva, the neder that's huta miktsos is huta kula, it's very good. Mukim lo diyom l'kulchem, that you said l'kulchem. And l'kulchem is lavdafkun, any way you say it, it's good, the Mereisha.